DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
The winds of change are blowing through the DufferBet Welsh Premier League this week. Andy Legg leaves Bangor despite taking the Citizens to fourth. We'll find out what that's all about. The Met breezed past Bangor in his last game. Newtown caused an upset over Gap. We'll hear from those managers. Plus Niall McGuinness from Rill. Plus Jonah has the DufferBet odds for the weekend. But first, Jonah, what do you make of Andy leaving Bangor?
Yes, Mac, I've just heard the news that Andy Legg, his time at Bangor City is finished, and I'm very surprised. I don't know what's happened, whether, you know, it's a mutual agreement. I think it is a mutual agreement. Very surprised, but as they say, should be surprised at anything in football. They've had a good run, Bangor. Legg, he's done a decent job there. Don't worry about that. At the start of the season, they were 20-1 to be relegated in DufferBet and 20-1 to win the league. So that's how sort of open the book was on how Bangor would do. I think he's brought in a group of players, and he's got them together. Well, they had a bad result Saturday, but I think every team can have a bad result. And I suppose he's maybe a little bit unlucky. But, you know, speaking to Leggy earlier on in the season, he said the owners brought in a few players and things. You know, he was happy to be at the club, and I think the club were happy with Leggy. So sometimes you never know what turns a corner in people's minds. They might have somebody else lined up. It's entirely up to them. It won't be the last person it's happened to with Leggy. And in football, it's happened to many people before. You know, people have won trophies and been laid off and finished at clubs a week later. You asked me the question, will it be the end of Bangor City's push for Europe? Who knows? You know, Leggy will tell you this itself. They may kick on and they might, you know, they might not lose another game this season. They might struggle. That's all in a melting pot now. But Leggy's time at Bangor City was a good time. I'd like to, you know, congratulate him on taking him to fourth in the table. And I also like to hope, you know, Bangor City go on and still contribute to the DufferBet Welsh Premier League the way they have contributed so far this season. They've got some great players, the youngster Henry Jones, Daniel Nardiello, Braden Shaw. So whoever comes in is left with a good set of players. And the Welsh Premier League needs a strong Bangor City. And whoever they bring in, let's hope they come in and do well and keep in the race for second or third, because as we said before, we think first is over. There'll be some interesting names. Bangor City's a big football club, and by this time tomorrow, there'll be 20, 25 applicants for the job if they think it's available, because Bangor City is one of the biggest clubs in this league. You know, just like to say, on finishing, well done to Leggy. That's what football is like at the moment. The manager's job is never a job what's going to last forever, and good luck to the next man who comes in.
Well, no official statement from the club as we record this podcast about what's happened, but James Lees, the commercial manager at Bangor City, has taken to Twitter, and this is what he had to say. Due to long-term plans with Bangor City and the need for a contracted manager, the decision was made not to offer a full-time contract. We'll begin the search immediately for a new full-time manager. Thank you, Leggy, for everything. All the best. And while we're on the subject of breaking news, congratulations to TNS for making it through to the Nathaniel MG Cars final, where they will meet Barrytown United. TNS beating Gap 1-0 on Tuesday night in that rearranged fixture. Now, let's start the podcast where I hope we'd start it by saying, of course, one of the things we learned last weekend is that Jonah is a soothsayer. He saw all of this coming. He knew Newtown were going to turn their form around. He knew Cardiff Met were going to blast people away. What's it like to be perfect, Jonah?
Well, Mark, far from perfect. Otherwise, I'd be working for Final Score, BBC, you know, Match of the Day on Saturdays. Cardiff Met, I just think they've improved every game they've played in. Don't forget, since the start of the season, The biggest defeat they've had is by one goal, and that's against TNS as well. So in that early period, the doubters were out. They had 1 point, I think, from six games. So since, you know, that early period when they were, shall we say, learning the league, they've done remarkably. And Saturday, I went to see them play Bangor City on Saturday. It was just a joy to be there. You know, they outgunned Bangor in all departments. They looked sharp. They created six or seven chances. 4-0. You know, they could have maybe scored more than four, but they look up for it now. They got big tests to come. But is anybody starting to mention Cardiff Met for second or third? Or are they just sticking now? Have they done what they can do and they'll be fourth or fifth? I think I'm on the side of the line where they may challenge a bit. I think they might smell a little bit of European football. You know, they're a young side. They're not getting carried away, and I'm sure Christian won't get carried away. But they are playing really, really well. And the turnaround in their season's been remarkable. Can they do what Llandudno did last season and qualify for Europe in their first season in the Welsh Premier League? It would be remarkable after their start. But, Mark, I wouldn't count them out.
Let's hear from the thoughts of the Met team.
We've done really well at home in recent weeks, and we've sort of played the teams in the bottom six. So I think beating a team who will be in the top two or three, you know, quite convincingly today was a big statement for us. I think it's a really good off-season result, and to get a few goals as well. Really.
Yeah, I agree with Elliot. I thought an excellent performance today. Started on the front foot, a lot of noise coming. Big performance from us and took our chances.
Newtown, yeah, I they're a good side, Newtown. We always knew they were a good side. That's a fantastic win for them Saturday, by the way, beating, you know, Gapcrons Key, who are one of the stronger teams in the league. I'm sure it was a hard-earned victory. But if you remember a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about the centre-forward Oswell scoring all the goals, and we said they need the like of Luke Bounford and Mitchell to come to the party. And who've got the two goals on Saturday? Bounford and Mitchell. If them two can get seven or eight goals each now by the end of the season in their next, say, 15 or 16 games, if them two can weigh in with eight each, they'll ease Newtown to safety. They're out of the bottom two for the first time for a long time. And I'm sure Chris Hughes is a much happier man. I'm sure his Saturday evening pint and his Sunday dinner went down much better than they have been going down. But I didn't expect Newtown to be in the bottom two at the end of the season. And I definitely don't expect them to be there now.
Well, let's hear from a very happy Chris Hughes at Newtown. Perhaps a not so happy Andy Morrison at Gapcrons Key.
Was it a fluid performance for us? Probably not. No, it wasn't. You know, but was it a dogged? Was it resolute? Was it determined? Was it committed? Yeah, it had everything. Everything that, you know, we've been about the last 2 years. And, you know, I thought when you play against Connors Key, they're a very good team with good individuals, and they've got a structure. And you have to defend well. You have to stop crosses first and foremost. And if you let crosses come in, you have to defend them well. And I thought, you know, two centre-halves were fantastic, you know, AJ and Shane dealing with that, and then the two full-backs dealing with their wide players, because they've got good players in there as well. And, you know, Pricey and Craig were good, and, you know, it was a team performance, but everyone's worked their socks off today. And look, we've had a little bit of luck with the first goal, and then the second goal is a, you know, well-worked goal. We work hard on keeping balls alive in second phase and third phase, and we've done that today, so we're pleased.
I'm really disappointed, not in the performance, but there's just the little things, a few bits of the preparation wasn't right. And, you know, I think at this level, if it's not bang on 100%, you will get found out. So we've got to go again.
Jonah, beyond TNS, who of course have equaled the unbeaten run in the Welsh Premier League now, one more game to go before they beat it. Anything can happen in this league. Let's talk about TNS first, Jonah. They've got to a very important landmark. Do you think it's only a matter of time before they break it?
Well, the matter of time is one more game. You know, the game's at home. They did well. It was a great game, by the way, last Friday evening at the Old Gold, Richmond Park. I was down there, I travelled down there with my boy and my grandson. It was a great game. They put up a good show, Carmarthen, in the first half, 1-1. It was anybody's game. But the second half, they came out and did as they usually do. TNS, they, you know, to say they ground out the 4-2 victory is, you know, they don't ground results out, do they? They usually do it with, you know, class, and they did it. Second half goals from Chris Sargent, Robbie Parry and Greg Draper. And then a wonder goal by Declan Carroll, by the way, for Carmarthen in the 87th minute. But, yeah, they look red hot now to break the record, 16 in a row. A lot of people saying they will go unbeaten all season. I have to, you know, I still think somebody will beat them in the season. Whether that's putting pressure on myself or I just think that this league is getting so tough that somewhere along the line somebody will upset them from going all the way undefeated. But yeah, they'll win the league. They're fantastic. And the football they're playing at the moment is a joy to watch. They were a joy to watch last Friday night again at Carmarthen.
And this is where you rub it in as well, because, of course, people like me a couple of weeks ago were saying, you know, there's three or four clubs that might get the sixth place. There's three or four clubs that might get top three. And after the results we've seen this week, that goes out of the water as well, doesn't it?
Well, since the start of the season, Mark, TNS apart, everything's been, you know, you could have juggled the results every week. Some people got on good results at the start of the season. Gap Connors Key were undefeated. They've had a dodgy, you know, this weekend you didn't even expect them to get beat. Ballard have come back strong. Bangor City with a revelation at the start of the season. Cardiff Met have come from nowhere. Llandudno have had a little bit of an up and down season. I think the same as Carmarthen. But them two, I'm sure, would be happy to make the top six. Rhyl, I just don't know about Rhyl. 1 week you're thinking, oh, they've had it and they'll struggle to stay up. And then they come up with a magnificent result, like 3-0 away at Airbus. So still, anybody who gets the six results right, Mark, in this league every Saturday, or Friday, Saturday or Sunday, you know, it's you know, it's a remarkable achievement at the moment, because they're still so, every game is tough to say a winner, tough to say a loser, tough to say if it's going to be a draw. That's the way it is, and that football is better like that. At present in the English Premier League, the results are hard to say who's going to win, who's going to lose, and it's exactly the same in the Welsh Premier League. TNS apart, because they've been, as we said in the question before, absolutely magnificent. But every other game, you know, the results are a lottery at the moment.
Which leads me nicely on to Rhyl. Let's hear from Niall McGuinness after they beat Airbus.
We spoke with the players and I said that performances of late haven't been excellent, going on from the Carmarthen game, because that game was there for us and our performance wasn't good enough. So we've made sure we focused on that. We trained hard this week, we trained really well, and the performance was excellent. And I said, if you perform right, you will get the win today, and the lads have done that. We had a game plan, we pressed high, and we sustained it. We've got fit lads that can do it, but we also knew when to go and when to sort of sit in, so the game plan was good and the lads took it on board. And like I've said previously, we're a team that are learning, so that's more education for them in terms of how to play. And yeah, it was nice to obviously win the game whilst doing that.
Rhyl are going to cause a stir, I think, because we don't know what they are. They're an absolute Jekyll and Hyde team. They'll beat Airbus convincingly. They'll have a run of two or three decent wins after the back of a 10-0 thumping. And we can't rule Rhyl out of anything, can we?
Well, that's the unpredictability of the league. And I think, again, you have to give a little bit of credit to this young lad who's in charge. It's Niall McGuinness, because, like you said, the pundits, many pundits have counted them out a lot of times this season. And at present, they're eighth place in the league. And if you would have told young Niall McGuinness, 25-year-old Niall McGuinness, by the way, that his team would have been eighth in the league after 15 games, I'm sure he would have snapped your hand off. They got a game in hand on two teams above them as well, which could take them back into the top six. So, yeah, it's been a roller coaster. But I bet the young man has learned some lessons about the game. You know, he has the coaching staff alongside him, including his dad, which will no doubt help him. But it's been absolute rock and roll for Rhyl so far this season. If he could finish out of the bottom two come the end of the season, what an education would it have been for him as a football manager, and only stand him in good stead. So at present, I can only say again, well done to young Niall, 25-year-old. He's in charge of one of the best football teams in the Welsh Premier League in North Wales, and he's doing a decent job.
Point five, you can't control the weather, and you've got to feel for Aberystwyth. They've had rearranged matches for the 3G lay-in, then suddenly a 94-mile-an-hour wind comes along, and the floodlights are in tatters. But they'll pick themselves up, but it's pretty disturbing from their point of view, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's bad luck for Aber. I mean, their pitch, they're enjoying times at their pitch as well. It's fantastic, their new surface. It's a brilliant, it looks brilliant there. It's a lovely place to go, as it always has been. And all of a sudden they get a bit of bad luck with the floodlights and stuff. But hey, Mark, let's look on the bright side, is it? That could have happened at the game. That could have happened when there were people there. Nobody got injured. I'm sure the Aberystwyth committee and the council have sorted out. So let's just roll on to the next home game and look forward to it. Sometimes, you know, accidents happen and they cause misery. It hasn't caused much misery except a couple of headaches for football people. But we've dealt with that before in football and we'll deal with it again. Roll on the next game.
Now, think you're the best at fantasy football? Jonah does. Well, don't wait until the end of the season to find out. Put your fantasy football knowledge into the test and win cash every week at DraftKings.co.uk. DraftKings is the world's number one destination for one-day fantasy football for cash. Just go to DraftKings.co.uk/WPL now. That's the most important bit. WPL to pick a team and enter this week's contest for a shot at winning a share of $200. That's DraftKings. DraftKings.co.uk/WPL. So let's move on to next weekend's games. As per usual, you can have a bet with Davabet. Go to davabet.com. First-time customers get up to a £30 refund on their bet. Please gamble responsibly. Well, Friday night football in spades this week. We need to have a caution on this, of course. At this present moment in time in the recording, Aberystwyth are working their socks off to ensure that Park Avenue is playable, that the temporary floodlights are up, so that they can play Aberystwyth against Bala. If we believe that it will happen, Mr. Jonah Jones, and I think it will happen, Ab against Bala, who do you think is going to win this one?
Bala have found their form. They're on a good run of late. They've pushed up now to third place. Colin Caton's team had a dreadful start of the season, but their wins column has gone above their draws and their losses. Now they've got 7 wins, 6 draws, and only 3 defeats, by the way. I think, you know, Caton might think that a lot of people was giving his team a lot of stick at the start of the season. They did, and he's come back and proved them wrong. They're on 27 points in third place, obviously still fighting for second spot, which they finished in the last 2 seasons. So you'd have to say the favourites tag will go with them. But Abbott have enjoyed themselves on their own turf, or own 3G, should I say. They're 15-8 favourites at home. I think they're undefeated so far at home. So 15-8 Abbott, 12-5 the draw, 5-4 Bala. I think I just may go with Bala. They seem to have hit form now. And I'll just see them edging this one. It's up to ABBA to prove us wrong.
Of course, check the Aberystwyth Town Twitter feed if you're planning to go down to Park Avenue closer to the game for any changes on that one. Now, Druids against Newtown. Newtown will be very happy indeed, won't they, about what happened to them last weekend. Do you fancy a repeat, even though they're on the road, Jonah?
It's a tough game. It's Friday evening. We know the Druids are a tough team to beat. Hughie Griffiths' team just slipped into the bottom two last weekend. He won't be happy with that. He knows his target is still to finish 10th in the league. If Kevin Druids finished 10th in the league, Hughie Griffiths has done a magnificent job on their first season back in. And he knows his team are only 5 points away from the top six, so a couple of results. So the changing room will still be buzzing. There'll be no problems about lifting people for the game. I think it'll be a tough game, this. I just think Newtown, with that 2-0 victory, or 2-1 victory against Gap Connors Quay last week, it'll lift them in confidence and they'll go and think they could win the game. It's a tight one. I think Newtown could just edge it 6-5. The Druids' favourites, 2-1 Newtown. Could be the away bet of the weekend, that, I think. 2-1 Newtown, if they can carry on the form of last Saturday. But very tight game, not a lot in it. I just might see the Robins edging it and getting an away win.
Now, this could be an interesting one as well, couldn't it? Because Rhyl, obviously, won. They're back at the Fortress Corbetts to play Gap with a 7:45 kickoff. And Gap will be a little bit disappointed about Newtown and will want an instant response from that, I suppose.
Yeah, great win for Rhyl. Disappointing for Gap. But if I'm the manager of Rhyl, it's the wrong week to play one of Andy Morrison's teams a week after they've been defeated. They've been magnificent all season. Obviously, they've been defeated by Newtown and he'll want to get right back on track. I'm sure they will be right up for it, the Gap Connors Quay boys. It might be the wrong time for Rhyl. Like I said, they're 11-10, Connors Quay, 11-5, Rhyl. Had the results gone, had Gap Connors Quay won last week and Rhyl been defeated, those odds would have been a lot different. But I think Andy Morrison will just get him up. Can young Niall boost his troops again? I think he'd take a draw. It'd be a great point for Rhyl, this, against Gap Connors Quay, if they could get a draw. But I think Gap Connors Quay just might have too much on Friday evening, and I'm going for an away win.
And then another Friday night game, TNS against Airbus. Could this be the record maker, Jonah?
Don't have to say too much about it, because 15 out of 15 wins. Airbus struggling like they are at the moment. The odds don't lie. 15-2 for the draw, 16-1 for the away win. I thought that might have even been a bit longer. 1-10 for the home win. 1-10 for the home win. No arguments with the bookmaker at all. Get the record breakers down there. I think the record's going to be broke on Friday evening.
Two other games you haven't spoken about. Saturday, 2:30, Bangor against Carmarthen. Bangor will be looking for a comeback. But Carmarthen, I know they went down 4-2 to New Saints, but they did put in a bit of a fight there, and you know you're going to get a fight with Carmarthen.
Fraser's got a full squad available. They've got a decent squad there. And I think they're a squad, if they can keep them together for a couple of years, they'll only get better. It was a good contest, like I said, in the first half against TNS. TNS overpowered them a little bit with their flair and their skill in the second period. But could be a pressure game for Bangor. And a game for Carmarthen, which they could go. If they were to get a point from Bangor, it would be a great point on the road for them, especially going up to the Bangor University Stadium. They're 3-1. Quite a good price for Bangor City if you're a home fan. And they've been magnificent at home all season, Bangor City. Andy Legg's team have been absolutely brilliant at home. I think they've only lost the one to the top team, TNS. So 4-5, that's almost even money at home, Bangor City. I'm sure there might be a few citizens, again, getting on that. 5-2 the draw.
And then Sunday, 3 o'clock, Fortress Kincoyd for the Met as Llandudno come down. And I don't think Llandudno will fancy neither the long trip nor facing the Met, considering the purple patch there under Jonah.
Yeah, it's a purple patch. It's a Sunday afternoon again. They're travelling. I don't know whether Alan Morgan's men will come down and stay overnight. I think it's important. I do. If I was Alan Morgan, I'd love to get him down on a Saturday night and just get him ready for the game at the Met. It's a decent surface. It's almost identical, by the way. The Met's ground is almost identical to Llandudno's ground. Both wonderful, you know, great places to play football on. I know they're not established old football grounds, which people, you know, they find it hard to make change sometimes, but it's definitely a decent place to play. And could I just have a word, Mark, on the podcast about the crowd at Cardiff Met University last week? From nowhere, they've got about 100 supporters who go in the one stand underneath the TV stand there. And if you stood standing the other side of the ground and turned your back, you'd have thought they made the biggest noise since, well, they're the loudest fans I've heard since the Port Talbot fans. They were absolutely brilliant. Yeah, and it was fantastic Saturday. They were doing the Poznan, you know, you're going to see fifth or the whatever they call it, the Manchester City. They were doing that. They were running up and down when they were scoring goals. They made a hell of a row. And if they can encourage more of that, it'll be a great place to go and place to play. I'll tell you, the Llandudno players will enjoy it because these students in the crowd, they're really good at giving the other team stick as well. So it'll be a great game to go to Saturday. Tough game. Just see the students. Might edge it. It's a big game for both managers there, Christian and Alan Morgan. They'll both think they can win it again. I think the draw of Suitland did no away from home more than it would the Met, because the Met are on an unbelievable run. But once again, I encourage people to get down there. And with this new set of fans they've developed at Kincoyd campus, it's a great game to go and watch a game of football now.
As ever, the latest odds are on the Davabet website. We'll be back in 7 days' time with a Welsh Cup special. Oh, yes, I know. This sounds like deja vu because I said it was going to be a Welsh Cup one this week, didn't I? Completely messed up. Fog brain. Maybe I was at Gap Connors Quay on Tuesday. The fog's hit my brain. It wasn't Welsh Cup this week. Sorry about all of you looking for the Welsh Cup podcast this week. The Welsh Cup preview is next week. Rhys Griffiths will be joining us from Pennebont. We'll also be speaking to Ewan from Carmarthen, and we'll be speaking to Ton Pentra as they host the Scorio game as well. As ever, it'll be available on iTunes and Audioboom. Speak to you soon.
Sign up for your Dafferbet account and support the WPL.